local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:05 on a Friday morning. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan, along with Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley, Dr. Bill Williams, and Kane with traffic. It's sitting at 60 now and probably going to do nothing but drop today temperature-wise. More details with Doc coming up right after we check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in accident-free conditions so far and a good ride across the Bayway from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Light traffic and no delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore and no delays northbound. 65 all the way to Saraland. The Mobile International Festival, celebrating the art and science of food, Saturday, November 23rd from 10 to 4 p.m. at the grounds in Mobile. Enjoy international foods, dance, exhibits, and more. Get tickets at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clearing and cold, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored.
Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quint Sporting Goods, along with a Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
And we are in the home stretch to get registered to win in our Go Play Outside sweepstakes, prize pack, showcase.
Less than 2 weeks to go now.
That's right. And remind folks, if they have not done this, if they just heard about, holy cow, there's almost $9,000 worth of goodies I could win because I'm a local person, this is a local radio station, and a local contest, how do they do it?
Oh, it's easy. You go to our website or you go to our Facebook page, and on the Facebook page, you'll see it linked to the very top of that page. And on the website, same thing, there's a tab at the top and a picture there that you can click on. It'll take you to the page. You'll see the addresses for all of the different locations where our FM Talk 106.5 entry boxes currently reside. You go into those places, you fill out the little form with your name, email, and phone number, put it in the box. On November the 21st, we will draw and have qualifiers from each of those locations. And then among those qualifiers, one person will win almost $9,000 in the best outdoor prizes you could imagine.
I think that's the best explanation yet. The only key here is you've got to do your part and go get your name in those registration boxes once per day per participating sponsor. Okay? Mm-hmm. So don't just keep coming in every... I mean, you can keep coming in every 30 minutes, but you can only drop your name in once per day. But you can come back the next day and do the same thing. All right, lots to do on this Friday, and the waiting is over. The announcement was made last night on Tucker Carlson's show.
Are you running for Senate?
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
So you are running for the seat that you held. You were, I think, after the coach of the Alabama football team, the most popular person in the state when you left.
Yeah, it's pretty close. That was, of course, Jeff Sessions last night making the announcement. He's in the Senate race here in Alabama. He will file papers today. We'll talk more about that in just another minute or two. Some more clips from what he had to say on Fox News last night with Tucker Carlson. And Kelly's now got more headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New developments in the case of missing teenager Anaya Blanchard happening overnight. 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested. He's the Montgomery man with a history of arrests for violent crimes. He has now been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Blanchard. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail at 2:32 a.m. this morning. The 30-year-old has been charged with first-degree kidnapping and Blanchard's disappearance. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, along with other agencies, have been working this case. Yazid was at the same location where Blanchard was last seen and is believed to have taken Blanchard against her will. Investigators are looking into the possibility that Blanchard was kidnapped during a carjacking. Yazid and several others were arrested earlier this year on charges of attempted murder, kidnapping, and first-degree robbery in an incident which left a 77-year-old man severely beaten. On Thursday, a warrant was issued for Yazid's arrest on a charge of failure to appear in court on those charges. His $280,000 bond was revoked. Making political headlines, it is now official. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running to take his old U.S. Senate seat back, and he now joins six other Republicans vying for that nomination here in the state of Alabama. The 72-year-old made the announcement Thursday night as he looks to unseat current Senator Democrat Doug Jones. So Friday is the last day to qualify for the March 3rd primary, Friday being today. Sessions made the announcement on his website saying, quote, "When President Trump took on Washington, only one senator out of 100 had the courage to stand with him. Me. I was the first to support President Trump. I was his strongest advocate. I still am. We must make America great again." Sessions held the U.S. Senate seat from 1997 until 2017. That's when he accepted President Trump's appointment as U.S. Attorney General. And he held that role until this time last year when the Commander-in-Chief alerted him that he was fired from his post based on his recusing himself from the Russia investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 614 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. And yeah, what we've all been wondering about and talking about, and to be frank with you, it's been over months of this discussion, but the drumbeat became louder about 2 weeks ago, and starting at the beginning of this week, I was told it could happen at any point. It's going to happen soon. It's going to happen soon. And it happened last night as Jeff Sessions was on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News Channel and made it official.
Tucker, good to be with you.
Are you running for Senate?
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
So you are running for the seat that you held. You were, I think, after the coach of the Alabama football team, the most popular person in the state when you left. Do you regret that you left in the first place?
Well, I had a great tenure at the Department of Justice in so many different ways, and I don't ever worry about regretting things like that. We were able to serve, be able to push the Trump agenda and do in an honorable way, and it was actually a great experience. I spent 15 years in the department,
yep.
So I don't regret that, and it was an honor to serve, and I am, it's not my seat in the Senate, but I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. And if I think I can contribute to that.
Now, if y'all could have seen me last night watching that when Jeff Sessions says it's not my seat.
Mm-hmm.
You should see me jump up and fist pump like I was at the Alabama game. Because I obsess on the fact it belongs to the people of Alabama. We elect people to take that seat, but it does belong to the people of Alabama.
I wonder how many politicians would have corrected Tucker there when he said, your seat, your former seat?
None of them other than Jeff Sessions. Yeah, he went on to talk about the popularity of the president here in Alabama.
He's very popular in the state of Alabama, as you know, and as your ad suggests. You don't want him to come out against you, of course. Are you going to talk to him about it?
Well, I will, and I look forward to having that opportunity. It hadn't been provided at this moment, but I would like to be able to go to the people of Alabama and tell them with all honesty, I believe in this agenda. I was for this agenda before President Trump announced.
That's true.
I supported it when he was president, or when he was running for president. I supported him. And if I return to the Senate, no senator in the Senate will be more effective in advancing President Trump's agenda than I would be.
I believe that. And I was there before Trump arose, and you were making the same case that he's making now.
Thank you, Tucker Carlson, for repeating what is truth on that. By the way, and we'll get more clips plus the audio of the ad being released by Jeff Sessions, his first ad. Our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question we put up earlier this week: would you consider voting for Jeff Sessions in the 2020 Senate Republican primary? Right now, 39% of y'all say yes, 45% say no, 15% are undecided. Now, remember, this is an unscientific poll. We'll probably finally get some polling about the Senate race coming out now that Jeff Sessions' name is in there. And we'll talk about that later on this morning. What challenges are ahead for Jeff Sessions as he makes a run at the Republican primary? You know that this game is already a runoff game. It was before Jeff Sessions was coming in. With the number of candidates in, it was leaning towards the best chances having a runoff. And we're probably even more in that world now with Jeff Sessions in it. Now, who would be the two that would be in the runoff? I mean, you've got to play to win. If you're campaigning, you've got to play to win the primary outright. But just the number of candidates in the Senate Republican primary, what two end up in the runoff? We'll talk about that coming up with you right here on Mobile Mornings. All right, check in with Dr. Bill Williams coming up, sports with Dalton, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man described as a person of interest in the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard is now in custody. Ibrahim Yazid was arrested overnight in Escambia County, Florida. The 19-year-old Blanchard was last seen at a convenience store in Auburn. Her car was found later in Montgomery, and police said they suspected foul play. They released pictures of Yazid at the same convenience store where Blanchard was seen. Escambia County District Fire Chief Dwayne Bradshaw will be honored today at Sacred Heart Hospital. There will be a veterans walk for Bradshaw. He returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. He was hit and killed by a log truck Tuesday morning while responding to a motorcycle crash on Highway 112 in Baldwin County. A visitation will be held Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Pensacola. The funeral will follow at 11 o'clock. After he was fired by President Trump, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is putting his hat in the ring in the 2020 U.S. Senate race to represent Alabama. It's an attempt to take back the seat he left after 20 years to join the Trump administration. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired. Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have zero state certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state certified 50 bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the three foundations: spirituality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:22 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Thursday night football, former Alabama running back Josh Jacobs ran in an 18-yard touchdown with 1 minute to play, leading the Oakland Raiders past the L.A. Chargers 26-24.
Third down and a long one. Jacobs back in the game. The rookie for the touchdown.
That's the call from Fox, and that was Jacobs' seventh rushing touchdown of the season. Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers threw three interceptions in the loss, which dropped the Chargers' record to 4-6. The Raiders are now 5-4, one game behind the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. The Alabama High School football playoffs begin tonight with 52 games set to kick off in 1 through 7A. Here's the lineup for the teams from our area. In 7A, McGill Toulon is undefeated and hosts Enterprise tonight. Murphy plays at Auburn. Theodore hosts Prattville, and Fairhope plays at Central Phoenix City. In 6A, Saraland hosts Park Crossing. St. Paul's hosts Sydney Lanier. Spanish Fort plays at Dothan, and Blount plays at Eufaula. In 5A, undefeated Faith Academy hosts Charles Henderson. Vigor plays at Valley, and the Jackson Aggies play at Rehoboth. Citronelle will host Greenville in the 5A. In 4A, number one seed UMS Wright hosts Dale County, and Williamson plays at Montgomery Catholic. In 3A, Bayside Academy plays at Providence Christian. Mobile Christian hosts Geneva, and Flomaton hosts Op. In 2A, Cottage Hill hosts G.W. Long, Leroy hosts Daleville, and Chickasaw plays at Ayrton. And in 1A, Sweetwater hosts Georgiana, and Millery will welcome Florala. In the SEC tomorrow, got a lot of games, and you might have heard the game of the century also being played tomorrow at 2:30 in Tuscaloosa. Number two, Alabama hosts number one, LSU. The Crimson Tide favored by 6 points. At 11 a.m., number 10 ranked Florida hosts Vanderbilt. Arkansas hosts Western Kentucky. At 3 o'clock, Ole Miss hosts New Mexico State. Georgia welcomes Missouri to town at 6 o'clock. Also at 6, South Carolina welcomes Appalachian State to South Carolina. And at 6:30, Tennessee plays at Kentucky. In the Sun Belt and right here from Mobile, the South Alabama Jaguars play at Texas State tomorrow at 2. 6:24 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
There's nothing like being your own boss. The freedom, the flexibility. It's a dream come true. But it's also a big responsibility. Why not protect your company with a business owner policy from Alpha Insurance? We offer property, liability, and auto coverages tailored to fit your business needs.
All for a better life.
Protect your dream with Alpha today.
All for a better life.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clearing and cold, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. And it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue as you traffic through Mobile, Airport, Dauphin, and Spring Hill at 65. Looks good. From Tillman's Corner and Schillinger and Three Notch and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Four, still with light traffic on the way in. Celebrate the holidays with Bellegraph Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million Christmas lights guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. After Thanksgiving, open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Get tickets at bellegraph.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with a chilly forecast. It's one of those days today. I think our high reset like 2 or 3 in the morning. It's dropped 2 degrees since we've been in the studio. Looking at the text line, Ben says, am I wrong? I think that all Jeff Sessions has to do is meet with President Trump and apologize or even just give a heartfelt my bad for recusing himself, and he'll get the president's endorsement, pretty much guaranteeing a Sessions victory. Maybe. But it, you know, wherever you are on President Trump, you look at the people that have been part of his cabinet, and maybe some of them for very good reason. Some of them, I don't see it. And anybody that leaves the cabinet, or he, I don't know if he's reconciled with any of those people. Maybe. We'll see.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Daphne police officer has resigned amid allegations of exposing himself to a woman. Joshua Turner is charged with indecent exposure. The alleged crime happened at a pool within the Hollowbrook neighborhood in Fairhope near Highway 181 and 104. He'd been with the department since 2017. The Greater Gulf State Fair wants you to know that buying tickets directly from them is the only way to guarantee that you won't have a problem getting in the front gate. Several families are now claiming they were scammed after buying tickets and wristbands on Facebook Marketplace. They'd already been used. Police are investigating. There could be a verdict in the Marquise Wallace trial by the end of the day. Wallace is charged with a fatal hit and run in Pensacola. On Thursday, Wallace's friend Allie Freeman testified for the prosecution. He said a day after the deadly crash, Wallace gave him $5,000 to get a cargo trailer. At the time, Freeman said he didn't know Wallace was a suspect in that hit and run and did not know why he needed a trailer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer the problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Reaction coming in from potential rivals as former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg makes it known he's about to jump into the Democratic presidential race. Correspondent Christina Alessi checking on two already in the race.
Senator Sanders' campaign manager lashing out at Bloomberg, stating more billionaires seeking more political power surely isn't the change America needs. Senator Warren tweeting out her tax calculator for billionaires.
It's not enough just to have somebody come in, anybody, and say they're going to buy this election.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running to reclaim his old Senate seat from Alabama, putting out an ad last night trying to get closer to President Trump.
The president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
Lamora, Mexico resident David Langford says his community of roughly 300 Americans is no longer safe after 9 members of his family were massacred. He buried his wife and 2 of his kids under guard. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Gap shares tumbled on lower sales numbers at its 3 major brands and on news that President and Chief Executive Officer Art Peck will step down from his position and from the company's board. Current non-executive chairman of the board, Robert Fisher, will take over on an interim basis. Beyond Meat's executive chairman, Seth Goldman, tells Reuters the company plans to start production in Asia by the end of 2020. And the news agency says Impossible Foods is also working to break into China, which consumes 28% of the world's meat. New movies this weekend include the horror flick Dr. Sleep, a sequel to The Shining. The holiday romance Last Christmas is a real change of pace for Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. Midway is an action-adventure about the World War II battle, and Playing with Fire is a comedy. The Dow added 182 points for another record close in the S&P set 1-2 with a gain of 8 points. The Nasdaq added 24. Futures, though, are trended lower at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Yesterday, transition time, rain came through, had that tornado as well.
Yeah, we had a thunderstorm that was just to the northern portion of the downtown area. And one of the problems that that produced was, as far as radar is concerned, it it was hard to determine anything about that storm because it was in the ground clutter of the radar. And then finally it emerged, and at that time we had a report that a tornado had formed. It was very minimal, very small, didn't last very long. And that was the only activity of any significance, because most of the rest of the rain that occurred was just in the form of some heavy downpours. The front that produced the shower activity yesterday has moved through the area. It's now over the northern Gulf. And we're going to see clouds around through most of the day. Clouds extend well to the north of the coast. And so it'll be mostly cloudy. And the temperature today is going to stay around 60, perhaps the upper 50s. Not going to change very much, but then it'll fall rapidly tonight. With a north wind, actually the wind will die down this evening, and we'll see clearing skies, and we're going to cool to about 40 degrees tonight, possibly getting into the upper 30s, perhaps 38 or 39 degrees. So some cold temperatures for tonight. And then tomorrow we begin a rather nice weekend. It'll be, call it cool tomorrow. We'll warm up to about 65. That is slightly below normal for this time of the year. Not quite as cold tomorrow night with the mid-40s. And then Sunday, we'll warm to 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. So it looks like a really nice and a dry weekend. Monday, the clouds come back in with a chance of a few showers developing in the afternoon, high on Monday in the low 70s. The coverage of showers increases Monday night as a very strong cold front moves in. Front comes in very early on Tuesday. We'll see some showers early in the day on Tuesday. And the high on Tuesday, only in the low 50s, around 52 degrees, and then falling to the upper 20s.
Ooh.
For Tuesday night. So 28, 29 degrees, very possible right here in the city for Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Then on Wednesday, it'll be cool with only in the low 50s for a high, and then the clouds come back in Thursday and Friday with showers. So it's a short cold spell, but a rather strong one for Tuesday.
Yeah, it sounds like a cover-up-the-plants time for Tuesday. Now, when that second front comes in, is there rain associated with that one coming in?
Yeah, we're going to see a few showers develop in the afternoon on Monday, and then the coverage of showers will increase Monday night into early Tuesday morning. And mostly shower activity is, again, possible. A thunderstorm or two might develop, but mostly showers. And then, of course, in the afternoon, the temperatures really drop on Tuesday and eventually down into the upper 20s for Tuesday night.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about, I feel like we're towards the end here of hurricane season, but still we are in the season. Is there anything in the tropics that's got your eye?
Well, there's still a lot of thunderstorm activity showing up out in the Atlantic, the tropical Atlantic, but again, conditions are not favorable in the upper atmosphere for development, and as a result, it's quiet across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. We got that weekend weather scale on the way.
And looks like a good one, too.
All right. Hey, we had a great one last weekend. I can't wait for this one. We'll see you in just an hour for that.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. All right. By the way, I want you to take part in our online opinion poll question. And I'd like to point out, too, that we've had this up for a while. It's not just after the announcement last night from Jeff Sessions. Would you consider voting for Jeff Sessions in the 2020 Senate Republican primary? You can vote online in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. All right. I mentioned the ad that was released as well by Senator Sessions. Here's the audio of this. This is what came out last night.
Jeff Sessions here. I approved this ad when I left President Trump's cabinet. Did I write a tell-all book? No. Did I go on CNN and attack the president? Nope. Have I said a cross word about our president? Not one time. And I'll tell you why. First, that would be dishonorable. I was there to serve his agenda, not mine. Second, the president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
All right. So they're maybe answering some of the questions or the things that detractors of Jeff Sessions have thrown at him right there in that 30-second ad. We'll talk more about that coming up. And also, I guess it's going to, it hadn't officially happened. They are filing the papers today, but he announced last night and they'll file the papers today. Today, the end of qualifying for the Alabama Senate race. 640, traffic on the way next.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Nothing says thank you like Monroe sausage and bacon. Order your gift packs for family, friends, or business gifts for the holidays. Order now at MonroeSausage.com and we'll take care of the rest. Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at 5480 Old Rangeline Road, right at Rangeline Road. In Theodore, they've got an accident without injury. It's going to be tying up traffic. Records have been called out. Looks good still across the Bayway. No problems from Daphne, Spanish Ford along I-10, Malbus to Loxley. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with CBD America products. Call 675-4291. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Check in with News 5 in just a couple minutes. Right now, more headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Team Destiny is mourning the loss of 10-year-old Destiny Lee. She was a fifth grader at Forest Hills Elementary School. She lost her battle to a stage 3 cancer, which is a very aggressive cancer known as glioma. According to the team's GoFundMe page, she was diagnosed with cancer in February of 2019. She had brain surgery and went through 6 weeks of chemotherapy and also went through radiation in Jacksonville, Florida. That's where she remained strong. After coming home to Mobile, Alabama, she continued her chemotherapy, which stopped working, and she then started having back pain. The family says that after an MRI, they discovered Destiny's cancer was spreading through her spinal cord, and that led to paralysis to the legs and memory loss. Unfortunately, Destiny lost her battle November 1st, 2019. If you'd like to donate to the family to assist with funeral costs, the name of their GoFundMe page is Team Destiny. That's Team Destinee. Destiny will be laid to rest this Saturday, November the 9th, at the Sunlight District Auditorium in Pritchard at 11 a.m. We have new information on a recent homicide case, which we told you about earlier this week. Mobile police have released the name of the teenage victim as 19-year-old Clyde Muriel. The homicide occurred Wednesday night at Doyle Park on Rosedale Road. Police responded at approximately 9:20 p.m. in reference to a report of a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound. Shortly after discovering Muriel in the park, he was pronounced dead at the scene. This investigation is still ongoing. Mobile police confirmed that they will release more information to the public as it becomes available to them. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Local veterans, Silver Creek Range is hosting their first annual Veterans Day open house in Chunchula on Monday, November 11th. And you're invited out for lunch provided by Firehouse Subs and an opportunity to shoot for the day as a non-range member on 160 beautiful acres north of Mobile in Chunchula. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs, FM Talk 106.5, and Silver Creek Range. Veterans, join us Monday from 8 to 2 for a day of shooting and lunch at Silver Creek Range. Visit SilverCreekRange.com for directions and more information.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man described as a person of interest in the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard is now in custody. Ibrahim Yazid was arrested overnight in Escambia County, Florida. The 19-year-old Blanchard was last seen at a convenience store in Auburn. Her car was found later in Montgomery, and police said they suspected foul play. They released pictures of Yazid at the same convenience store where Blanchard was seen. Escambia County District Fire Chief Dwayne Bradshaw will be honored today at Sacred Heart Hospital. There will be a Veterans Walk for Bradshaw. He returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. He was hit and killed by a log truck Tuesday morning while responding to a motorcycle crash on Highway 112 in Baldwin County. A visitation will be held Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Pensacola. The funeral will follow at 11 o'clock. After he was fired by President Trump, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is putting his hat in the ring in the 2020 U.S. Senate race to represent Alabama. It's an attempt to take back the seat he left after 20 years to join the Trump administration. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning, 646 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Thursday Night Football, former Alabama running back Josh Jacobs ran in an 18-yard touchdown with 1 minute to play, leading the Oakland Raiders past the L.A. Chargers 26-24.
Third down and a long one. Jacobs back in the game. The rookie for the touchdown.
The call comes from Fox. That was Jacobs' seventh rushing touchdown of the season. Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson missed the extra point, but defensive back Carl Joseph then intercepted a fourth down pass from Phillip Rivers to seal the game. Rivers threw three interceptions in the loss, which dropped the Chargers' record to 4-6. The Raiders are now 5-4, one game behind the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. The Alabama high school football playoffs begin tonight with 52 games set to kick off in 1 through 7A. Here's the lineup from some of the teams from our area. In 7A, McGill Toolin is undefeated and hosts Enterprise tonight. Murphy plays at Auburn, Theodore hosts Prattville, and Fairhope plays at Central Phoenix City. In 6A, Saraland hosts Park Crossing, St. Paul's hosts Sydney Lanier, Spanish Fort plays at Dothan, and Blount plays at Eufaula. In 5A, undefeated Faith Academy hosts Charles Henderson, Vigor plays at Valley, Jackson plays at Rehoboth, and Citronelle hosts Greenville. In 4A, number one seed UMS Wright hosts Dale County, and Williamson plays at Montgomery Catholic. In 3A, Bayside Academy plays at Providence Christian, Mobile Christian hosts Geneva, and Flomaton hosts Opp. In 2A, Cottage Hill hosts G.W. Long, Leroy welcomes Daleville to town, and Chickasaw plays at Ayrton. And in 1A, Sweetwater hosts Georgiana, and Millery hosts Florala. Got a full day of college football tomorrow for Week 11 in the NCAA. In the SEC, it all starts at 11 a.m. with Florida hosting Vanderbilt. The Gators are favored by 26.5 points. Also at 11, Arkansas welcomes Western Kentucky to town. The Hogs favored by 1. At 2:30, you might have heard this game is going down. The game of the century with Alabama welcoming LSU to Tuscaloosa. The Tide right now favored by 6 points in that game. At 3 o'clock, Ole Miss hosts New Mexico State. The Rebels favored by 28.5. At 6, Georgia hosts Missouri. Bulldogs favored by 16.5. And South Carolina hosts the Sun Belt's Appalachian State. Gamecocks favored by 6 in that one. And at 6:30, an SEC East matchup. Kentucky hosts Tennessee. The Wildcats are favored by 1. The South Alabama Jaguars hit the road tomorrow to try to end a 7-game losing streak. They play at Texas State. The Bobcats right now favored by 7.5 points. That game kicks off at 2 o'clock and will be on ESPN+. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Old Rangeline Road, right at Rangeline Road in Theodore. They've got an accident right at the intersection without injuries, waiting for the wreckers. Traffic flow looks great beyond that so far as you're traveling northbound 65. Mobile Police Department not working any other accidents. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Summer's over, but the shelves at Allegri Farm Market are brimming with fruits and veggies that are at their peak in fall. Collards, turnips, Baldwin County sweet juicy satsumas, and plenty of baking pumpkins. For the flavors and colors of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clearing and cold, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard in Montgomery or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes. Don't miss our huge equipment sales event on November 14th at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow, now this makes more sense. Story up. It says, oh, the awkwardness. Some people just received text messages that were sent on Valentine's Day. I had the weird, we'll talk about it a little bit. I don't know if anybody else, well, actually, I talked to two other people that had that happen. Yesterday, I started getting texts in the middle of the night, and one of them from a politician's handler in Washington that I received a text from at 2 o'clock in the morning, not this morning, but yesterday morning, and I answered them back.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? I don't understand this. And they said, what are you talking about? And then it went back and forth. Then I started getting texts from buddies of mine from months ago. And I finally, it took me a while to not, I said, oh, those are old texts. And it happened throughout the day. Got a story about this coming up in just a second, that's was kind of all over the country. If you had weird texts come in yesterday, you weren't by yourself. We got more on that coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall is in effect, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service wants you to check your freezers and your deep freezers for poultry products from Simmons Prepared Foods, as more than 2 million pounds of chicken has been recalled across 8 states, including Alabama. Officials say poultry products from the Arkansas-based Simmons Prepared Foods, Inc., quote, may be contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically metal. But they say that there have been no reports about any, quote, adverse reactions from people who ate that chicken. The Department of Agriculture says the poultry was produced between October 21st and November 4th and shipped to spots including restaurants, schools, hospitals, and distributors in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Georgia, Minnesota, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania. These products have establishment codes that you need to look out for as P-1949, P-486, or P-5837. It'll be inside the USDA mark of inspection. If you have these products, you are encouraged to discard them or return them to the store. A man arrested in Baldwin County for possession of obscene material of children has now been identified as 58-year-old Todd Mitchell of Fairhope. Mitchell was arrested Wednesday night. He is charged with 5 felony counts of possession of obscene material. Authorities in Baldwin County are still currently investigating this case. That's according to jail records. Bond has not yet been set for Mitchell. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Gap. It's the holiday season for sure. I mean, we are just weeks out from Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I know that's shocking to you. And then, of course, headlong descent into Christmas and New Year's. It means people are coming through the house, making a mess, and you want to have your house the best for when people come in. Well, give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time when you make a call to the maids. They're referred for a reason. And I mean, there are so many reasons. We're already working with them on the house we're moving into, the house we're moving out of, and it has been fantastic. They got a team of 4 ladies that showed up at their house, and I mean, they get to work, and I mean, baseboards, doorknobs, I mean, they clean everything. And the nice thing about it is we have time back in our lives for the holidays, and you have that house looking great when people show up. Hey, you can get a free estimate. See what they can do for you when you call the maids at 344-6626. 344-6626. That's the maids. That's the people that clean our house. And yeah, I refer them for many reasons. The maids. Get that free estimate now. 344-6626. Okay, this is what happened to me yesterday, and I know from at least two friends that it happened to them yesterday as well. Did y'all get weird text messages that were from times gone by?
I did not, but you showed me those texts yesterday.
Yeah, it was strange. And one of them, I was just telling you, so Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Director Chuck Sykes was on Midday Mobile yesterday. He was supposed to be on at 1. I got a text from him, says, my GPS says I'll be there at 12:22. Mm-hmm. And I was just about to text him back, say, no, dude, your interview's at 1. And I realized he was texting to go fishing with me a while ago.
Yeah.
And that was an old text that showed up, but there are a lot of them that came to my phone from people out of Washington, people in the state. And here's how it works. They say apparently there was a bug that affected text messaging all over the country. So some messages that were sent back in February just finally went out yesterday. That's right. A bunch of people didn't get the text messages that were sent to them on Valentine's Day until yesterday. Now, I don't think any of mine were Valentine's Day, but think how awkward that could be. If you had broken up by now or something like that. There's already posts on social media about people who got texts from their exes, found out the text went to their bosses or clients in the middle of the night, even got texts from relatives and friends who had passed away since February. The carriers aren't exactly sure what happened. Sprint says it was because of a maintenance update. T-Mobile is blaming a third-party vendor, and Verizon and AT&T haven't commented. All right, there you go. Way to go. Way to go, cell phone companies. But that's kind of the story. If you got that strange text from the past yesterday, that's the deal. I'm putting the whole story up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, and we'll be right back. News is next.